Central Oregon is under a winter storm warning. Bend area could see 5 to 9 inches of the white stuff by tomorrow night. Meteorologist Bill Limmer of the Weather Channel says the higher elevations are really going to get hit.
The Bend area is expected to see between 5 and 9 inches by Wednesday night. Meteorologist Bill Limmer with the Weather Channel says we're under a winter storm warning.
So I would say the worst of the storm is late Tuesday night and on into Wednesday, but don't be surprised if you don't have a light accumulation on the vehicle when you wake up.
The foothills and higher elevations could see snow accumulations of 2 to 3 feet. Limmer also says the system is one of two moving into the state this week. The second one will be arriving just before the weekend and could be bringing even more snow. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
More complaints have been filed against attorney Brian Grutter. The complaints allege that Grutter withheld funds received in settlements. He has practiced in Bend since 1986 and operates offices in both Bend and Portland. Grutter specializes in serious personal injury insurance disputes and fire loss and wrongful death cases. The Oregon State Bar has ordered him to provide records in the nearly one dozen complaints filed. Two people are arrested in connection with a burglary involving stolen guns. 38-year-old Sherry Skaggs of Prineville and 38-year-old Alton Schultz of Indiana were arrested Friday in the Juniper Acres subdivision about 20 miles south of Prineville. The burglary took place earlier this month in Juniper Acres and involved guns and other stolen items. Both Skaggs and Schultz are suspected of being felons in possession of firearms and stolen property. Skaggs was also arrested on suspicion of first-degree burglary, manufacturing a controlled substance, and tampering with evidence. Well, there's an impressive observatory right here in Central Oregon, and it's expanding. The Sun River Nature Center is currently collecting donations to pay for two storage buildings that will house two large new telescopes that were recently given to the observatory. Nature Center manager Rob Bingham says they hope to have the project finished by June.
Very happy to accept any donations towards this cause because it's going to make us the biggest publicly observable observatory in the country. We're going to be huge. It's going to be really fabulous, and we're going to have the only 30-inch telescope that is regularly viewable by the public. So it's going to be just a really exciting expansion for us.
Total cost will be between $35,000 and $40,000. About 250 people in Central Oregon turned out for the Day of Service to honor Martin Luther King Jr. That was yesterday. Holiday also kicked off the Season of Nonviolence at Central Oregon Community College. Karen Roth, the school's head of multicultural activities, says we've made a lot of progress compared to the blatant racism seen in the 60s, but there is still room for improvement.
I think, you know, I work in the multicultural center, so I hear stories from our students all the time, stories of where they are mistreated in grocery stores, or stopped while they're driving for what feels like, you know, not a real reason.
Two of the original 1961 Freedom Riders will come to Bend next Tuesday night. That's part of the Season of Nonviolence series. Small businesses in rural Oregon may have to scale back on hiring. Eric Andrews runs Eco Solar in Klamath Falls. He's grown his business from 2 people to 12 using USDA grants.
These incentives are really crucial to keep the solar industry going and the energy conservation industry going. They're definitely important for the jobs.
But the Rural Energy for America project could lose 2/3 of its funding due to budget cuts this fiscal year, and that could mean fewer jobs in the parts of Oregon with the highest unemployment rates. And a Bend volunteer who was instrumental in helping with area dog parks is remembered for his selfless work. 60-year-old Bob Wenger died of a heart attack last Thursday as he was at Pine Nursery Park. Even though Bend Parks and Rec maintains the park, Wenger took it upon himself to line its trails with rocks and to fill the water buckets for the dogs. Fellow volunteer Deb Krause says he was a godsend to the off-leash areas. She talked with our news partner, News Channel 21.
I saw him as the Pine Nursery steward. You know, he was the steward and the champion of this OLA, and whatever needed to be done, whether Parks and Rec asked him or Dog Pack or an individual, he would do it.
Dog Pack hopes to honor Wenger with a bench in the park with his name on it. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at KBND.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.